Our Daily Reality Check features a story today by Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Claire Caulfield. It gives us a really interesting snapshot of the agriculture parks across the state. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so you did a deep dive looking at what all the lease records of these parks?
Yeah, so there are 10 state-run agriculture parks, and an agriculture park is really just a convenient way for small farmers to get a couple acres of land, a long-term lease, and access to some infrastructure. So there are about 200-plus plots of land run by the state DOA, and so I looked at a couple decades of tax records to determine, you know, what's really going on with this program.
So what did you find out?
Yeah, so with many programs, there are winners and losers. So this program has definitely helped small farmers, family farmers, access land that they probably wouldn't have been able to otherwise. We all know land here is expensive, and these leases are really affordable. Leases are also able to be transferred from one farmer to another, and that has really helped family farms continue the legacy, helped neighbors make sure that land stays in the hand of small farmers or small food producers, and help the second generation continue farming in some ag parks. But the losers may be some people who don't have connections, because the easiest and most efficient way is to take over an existing lease. So for a beginning farmer who doesn't know anyone at an ag park, they complain that the system is really bureaucratic, or it's hard to get a lease because some of these parks, I mean, you can be waiting for years and years and years and years for a plot to go up for public bid. It is a closed bidding system, but then to be released to the public. Then once some of these plots do go up, the highest bidder gets the first opportunity at the lease. And so, you know, some food producers with slim margins think that this isn't really serving small farmers.
And I know you spotlighted a park on Kauai where most of the leases are held by one company.
Yes, that's true. So at the Ag Park on Kauai, there's only one. 18 of the 19 leases are held by one company. When I asked DOA about this, they really pointed to the fact that the land isn't necessarily well suited for traditional agriculture, which wasn't the intention when they set up the park, so they said. So basically, an aquaculture company came in. Aquaculture, you know, is raising fish, and so it can be very expensive to set up that kind of system. You need tanks, you need chemicals, you need all sorts of stuff to run an aquaculture company. And so this one large company, was able to lease 18 of the 19 plots because they were able to offer up the most for these leases.
So of the folks that you talk to, you know, when you say, well, it's just kind of unequal across the board, what do they say we need to do?
So I really spoke to a lot of food producers who, you know, they really want more focus on producing local food. They would love to see ag parks specifically earmarked for people who are raising local food. A lot of the ag park land is used for growing landscaping, you know, turf, ornamental plants, or, you know, like on Kauai, that aquaculture company is raising shrimp brood stock. And so, you know, people are calling on the department to make changes to prioritize local food production.
And you were able to actually visit a couple of these ag parks. What struck you when you were out in the field?
Really the sense of community at these agriculture parks. That is one of the benefits, is you're surrounded by other farmers. As I was walking down the lane, everyone, you know, who saw me pulled over their car and said, you know, who are you? What are you doing here? Can I help you? And once I, you know, chatted with them, they were very friendly. And they said, you know, we just look out for each other here. If someone's wandering about, we want to know and make sure, you know, there's nothing shady going on. And then when I asked them, you know, what was their favorite part about being an ag park, they cited that community connection.
Oh, well, that's interesting. All right. Well, thanks for your story. It gives us a really nice glimpse into what's going on out there on our landscape. But thanks so much, Claire.
Thanks for having me.
That was reporter Claire Caulfield with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.